Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Ed Martin's confirmation. Ed Martin doing a great job as U.S. attorney. How can we help? We go to Article 3. How can we help push this one over the goal line?
Yeah, so Ed Martin is fulfilling President Trump's electoral promise to make D.C. safe again. Ed Martin is focusing like a laser beam on D.C. street crimes, making America's capital safe for Americans to visit again. So it's not Mogadishu like it's been under the Biden regime. So go to Article 3 Project, article3project.org, take action and contact both of your home state senators and then tell them to support the confirmation of Ed Martin for the D.C. U.S. attorney. Let's make D.C. safe again. And Ed Martin will do that.
Well, you know, it seems like it'd be pretty easy to just go ahead and do what Mike Davis was saying there to Steve Bannon on War Room. But it's not that easy. And you'd think with a Republican majority of a few extra seats in the Senate that you'd be able to get a confirmation like that through for Ed Martin, but it just doesn't seem to be that easy. Let's get our next guest on with us. Excited to have Will Chamberlain back with us, also from the Article 3 Project. He's a senior counsel there. Thank you for being with us here today, Will, to talk about this. The stakes are pretty high in this Ed Martin confirmation that doesn't seem to be...
Did I lose you?
I can still hear you. Can you still hear me?
I can hear you. Sorry. Okay, I think we just had a momentary break.
That happens. That's okay. The Ed Martin confirmation is not an easy one. That's the Trump pick, as I understand it, for this U.S. attorney position in D.C. But the stakes are pretty high if the Senate doesn't make a confirmation by the deadline that is looming. What can you tell us about this position?
Yeah, if the Senate doesn't make a confirmation by the deadline, then it's going to be the chief judge of, I think, the D.C. District Court who makes the appointment. Which would not be favorable because the chief judge of the D.C. District Court, I think, is James Boasberg.
Right.
So unless you don't want James Boasberg to be appointing the U.S. attorney in D.C., then it needs to be Ed Martin. And so I think, yeah, this is actually quite important. Ed would be an excellent choice. He's done an excellent job so far. Crime is down in D.C. And it's the Senate who should just be letting him do his job and get to work.
What is it about Ed Martin that is not favorable for this handful of senators, these Republican senators, Tom Tillis? I heard Thune's name included in there, of course, Mitch McConnell, among a few others, maybe Collins. Why this fight to put up against Ed Martin?
I mean, it sounds like Tillis is upset about some of the things Ed Martin said about January 6th. But they're very much in line with what President Trump has said about January 6th. I don't see how Tillis can consistently say that, you know, these things are a deal breaker and yet pretend to be a, you know, prominent supporter of President Trump. Ed Martin was one of the many people defending J6ers from prosecutions that we now know the Supreme Court thinks were pretty unjust. Remember that the, you know, J6ers won on a major case that was the big top line felony that many of them were indicted of. So I think Tillis is totally in the wrong here. I'm not impressed by his posturing, you know, he was so aggressively for Cash Patel. And then all of a sudden when we need him on the D.C. U.S. attorney, he's not there for us. He's just a very flaky friend. And, you know, somebody who's actually is a North Carolina resident, he's going to be hearing from me about this for sure.
What kind of impact can voters right now, people who support President Trump and support his picks getting through for something like this, you're saying you're going to contact your senator. Does that make a difference?
Yes. And we actually make very easy at the Article 3 Project to contact your senators. So I would go to the website is a3paction.com, a3paction.com. If you go to that website, you can click on any number of causes which we have going that will enable you to contact your senator. And trust me that senators listen to what their constituents say. And, you know, when they, especially when they get direct communications, they may not necessarily pay attention to the hubbub on social media, but they certainly pay attention to the direct messages they get from constituents. So this makes it with a couple of clicks, 30 seconds, you can easily email your senator, and I urge you all to do so.
Yeah, I think it's so great that the Article 3 Project, of course, you have thoughts on any particular illegal issues that are being discussed on a national level, even on some local levels as well. But you make it very simple for people to contact those individuals and have that direct communication. So, again, follow that website that Will just gave you there. Can you break it down on a super basic level right now? We're talking about Ed Martin, who is very familiar with the area that we're on. He worked with Phyllis Schlafly quite a bit, and that all kind of came out of St. Louis. So we're familiar with the Ed Martin name here. As U.S. Attorney in D.C., can you give us just kind of like a job description of what Ed Martin would be entrusted to do should he be confirmed in this position?
Well, he's in charge of all the prosecutions in that city and all the federal prosecutions. They'd have to get his, he'd need to sign off on them. And he'd be managing all the assistant U.S. attorneys in D.C. So, you know, people have talked about a lot of the crimes they believe that have been committed by Democrat operatives and Democrat politicians and various officials in the previous administration, and they're upset about that. They want to see indictments. Well, the guy who would sign off on those indictments is the U.S. attorney for D.C., and Ed Martin is aggressive and has been on board with Trump and the MAGA agenda from day one. He's the guy you want to be making that call. So because I've heard a lot about that. I think there's a lot of people I've heard being frustrated with the pace of indictments and FBI investigations and all that. Well, this is an important post to make sure those things happen the way you want them to happen.
We're speaking with Will Chamberlain, the senior counsel at the Article 3 Project, at Will Chamberlain on X. You can follow him there. What are your thoughts on the speed with which we're seeing indictments happen? And, you know, a lot of people want orange jumpsuits and handcuffs and visuals. People want the visual of the arrest. That's a tangible thing. Can those types of things happen this quickly with a new administration?
No, not really. I mean, people do need to be patient. You need to think about what happened during the Biden administration. That took them 3 years to get the Trump indictments out the door. And there's a reason for that. It's especially in the early months, you don't have all your staffers. You don't have all your lower level cabinet heads, right? Harmeet Dhillon just got, I don't even know if she's been in office a month. It's roughly been about that long. I think she got confirmed sometime last month. Mm-hmm. So she's running the civil rights division. She's very active now. She's announcing a bunch of investigations. She's a great follow on X for that reason. But it takes time. Like, just because Pam Boddy got in back in January doesn't mean that the people who are like handling the line investigations are in place. And then once they're in place, you don't want an indictment that gets immediately dismissed by a judge. That indictment needs to be investigated. You need to collect the evidence. You need to do the analysis about which specific crimes need to be brought. You need to, write it out, be very rigorous. You need to ensure that if you actually bring an indictment, you think you can get a conviction beyond a reasonable doubt. So these things, law is not snap your fingers, especially prosecutions. And also the kind of indictments we're talking about are complicated and pushing somewhat, I wouldn't say novel, but they're not as simple as straightforward crimes. You know, in the same way that you're prosecuting a murder, the indictment is not complicated to write. You know what you're doing. But when you're talking about conspiracy against rights, things like that, you have to actually do a lot of legal research, make sure that your theory fits and will not just get thrown out of court by a judge.
Bondi, Patel, Bongino, Harmeet Dhillon, you're talking about her as well. Do you still have full confidence that these are the right people for the job?
Oh, yeah. And I mean, does anybody have a better idea of who they think should be in these positions?
Like, I think they would like to put themselves in there. Yeah.
A lot of people want my boss to do it, but he's in Colorado, happy to be out of the administration. He likely struggled to get confirmed, as he's told me many times.
His reign of
terror. I can promise you, like, my boss has full confidence in these people, right? Everybody's like, we want Mike Davis. I promise you, Mike Davis has full confidence in who Trump has put forward and does not believe he would be doing a better job than they would be doing.
Yeah.
So
patience.
You know, people should just like, the law is, you can't snap your fingers. It's not that easy. And if you were that, if we did snap our fingers and try to do it, bad things would happen. We would get humiliated.
Well said. Absolutely. I want to highlight something that's breaking within the last hour from a Fox News report. The Supreme Court has sided with the Trump administration in lifting a lower court's order that paused the Pentagon's transgender military ban. In short order on Tuesday, the High Court handed the White House win as Trump seeks to unmake the Biden era diversity, equity and inclusion agenda. The court stayed a lower court order allowing the Pentagon policy to take effect. Sotomayor, Kagan and Ketanji Brown Jackson would have denied the administration's appeal and kept the lower court injunction in place. I wonder what your thoughts are on this news out of the Supreme Court.
It's excellent news. It means that we're almost certainly going to win this case when it eventually gets to the Supreme Court, if it even does. And it means that Pete Hegseth and his team at DOD are going to be able to go and effectively run the military. There's no requirement, and there shouldn't be, that the military have people who have, honestly, what is a mental disorder. ADD is disqualifying from military service. And I've been diagnosed with ADD. Even if I were young enough to join the military, they would exclude me on that basis. The idea that a disorder that requires massive major surgery to correct a mental issue would not disqualify is ridiculous. And the military shouldn't have to put up with this sort of social engineering nonsense. And the people who are in the military who are trans should, they just have to find another way place to work. And we're not saying you can't do anything, but the military is not right for you. Seriously, it's not, because it's not about you. It's about the country.
It's also not right for most people. That's why it's exceptional. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you make a great point with the ADD thing there, that like, if it's an exceptional position, we can't be making exceptions and, like you said, put the greater mission at peril. Last question before we let you go. We're speaking with Will Chamberlain, senior counsel at the Article 3 Project. You've given your vote of confidence there with a lot of the people in the justice system. It seems as though there is this insatiable pursuit to try to wreck Pete Hegseth.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm looking at this and thinking, like, if you bring Pete Hegseth down, I don't know that really persuades voters to change their vote next time. They're not going to lose confidence in Trump because they got Pete Hegseth. We've also seen some kind of petty things after Kash Patel here as of late. Why do you think it's those two people currently that are being pursued so heavily by the media and the Trump detractors?
Well, the Democrats desperately want a scalp. And so they want to bring down somebody in the Trump administration. The closest they've come is Mike Waltz, but Mike Waltz is getting a cabinet post. He's actually getting a promotion. So I think the Trump administration understands that a lot of what went wrong in the first administration started when they fired Mike Flynn over the nonsense from the FBI and from Andy McCabe and James Comey and people like that. And they're not going to make that mistake again. So, the Democrats really want to scout because they want to weaken the Trump administration this time around. But the Trump administration won't be weakened in this way unless they consent to it. And they're not going to consent to it. That's the dynamic at play. So, it's a lot bigger than Pete Hegseth, who I think is doing a great job, but it's a lot bigger than Pete Hegseth.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Will, thank you for the time today. We look forward to having you back again soon. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Happy to come on.
Yep. Thank you so much. Will Chamberlain, who is a senior counsel at the Article 3 Project, works very closely, obviously, there with Mike Davis. It's always a pleasure to have him here speaking to us about really getting to the root of what's going on and cutting out the BS and getting to the facts of the matter. And we appreciate him for that. All right. Let's get Ryan Wiggins back in studio here when we come back. I don't know. He's probably going to be wanting to talk more about like identifying flirting behavior in women as a science from marriage.com. That was Wiggins America, if you missed it. We'll get Ryan back in here and the YouTube live chat poll that we are asking you based off of the Meet the Press interview that the president gave Kristen Welker this weekend. Who do you support for the 2028 presidential race? J.D. Vance, Marco Rubio. Those are the two names that the president gave as just kind of highlighted. They're doing a great job. Is it one of those two or is it another Republican or forget about it? I'm voting Democrat. That's what you got to tell us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We'll be right back.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.